The festival stretches all through the town, with special sales, storefront games, and decorations on every street. The main attractions will be at the Bandshell in Coraline's graveyard, where already teams of jongleurs provide music that wafts down streets like a gentle breeze. The market pavilions have been cleared from the center of the great cobbled plaza, but vendors work the crowd with warm food, noisemakers, and banners bearing the spear and olive. There are games to play, prizes to win, and classes in dance, crafts, and singing. The coveted tiered benches near the Bandshell are crowded when we arrive. Likely they filled the moment the plaza opened. Guards limit the crowd size, but folk crowd the barricades, hoping for a chance to be let in as others exit. Next to the Bandshell on the opposite side from the bleachers is the royal section, walled on three sides and roped in front, with alert guards on patrol and stationed atop buildings around the city center. There's a raised viewing platform with shade and comfortable seating around Mother's wooden throne, where she would sit to witness the games and performances, occasionally coming out to kick off a contest or inviting folk in to stand before the throne as she bestowed awards. I remember years of playing on that platform with Selin, and years more sitting next to Mother, clapping and cheering. Now I'm expected to sit on that throne and be Mother, to cut ribbons and toss ceremonial horseshoes, to bless folk and settle their disputes with a word that is law. Selin and I ride up to the central fountain, the space around it cleared with ropes for special events. The fountain is dry this time of year, and an oil fire burns in the bowl held aloft by its 20-foot-tall statue of Arlen Bales. In densely populated Cutter's Hollow, the fire is only symbolic, but in the outer boroughs, folk chop sacrificial trees for solstice and build massive bonfires to ward against the long night. The crowd cheers as we dismount. Without thinking, I revert to Mother's training, giving the crowd a moment to revel before I raise my hands for silence. Good folk of Hollow, I know I have been away, but I never missed a winter solstice festival in Cutter's Hollow, and I don't mean to start. Again, the crowd explodes with cheering, noisemakers, and applause. I let the wave crest and then speak again, welcoming, thanking, blessing, and formally opening the festival.